ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
My grandfather was a railroader, Pennsylvania Railroad. When I read a railroad story, I get excited, except I welcome Veronique DeRigi of the Mercatus Center writing about railroads in California, which are important to the California economy, the California people. I've ridden them from Palo Alto into San Francisco and back. It's a very easy commute. However, it turns out that California has a very powerful body called CARB, and CARB has a better idea. Veronique, a very good evening to you. What is CARB's idea about the success of railroads in California? Good evening.
Good evening. Well, I guess, so CARB stands for California Air Resources Board Regulation. And what they would want is to have all freight train operated in zero emission configuration by 2035. And that would require replacing the locomotive with, you know, zero emission type engines. So that's the idea. That's what the regulation is about.
The diesel engine contributes everything to the California economy and has very little to do with either air pollution or greenhouse emissions. Very little. It's very efficient. What are they going to replace the diesel engine with that is necessary to haul the trains that that the economy is built upon? What's the substitute?
Well, that's the problem, though, is that they want to replace them with something that hasn't come to market really yet in a way that's cost effective or that even exists. I think there's one company that is doing something, but it just, it's not, I don't think it's ready for prime time. And that's the big problem, is that they want to, you know, they have no clue of how to actually do this. And in fact, they're hinting at the fact that they know that there's nothing that's ready right now, because the California regulators is saying that in order to help basically do this, the companies, the railroads need to start putting money away to be able to actually pay for that engine whenever it comes to market. So, I mean, that, in my opinion, signals that they too know that this is not happening right now.
All right, let me see if I understand this correctly. They want to ban diesel engines by such and such a date and replace them with technology that doesn't exist, a battery that doesn't exist. In the meantime, the railroads get to contribute to a fund that will develop that battery that doesn't exist before a certain date in which the railroads can no longer operate. This is already complicated. Now we're going to get really complicated because yes, the EPA arrives. The EPA is a national organization, whereas CARB is California. They've asked the EPA for a waiver. CARB has. Why?
So railroads don't stay uniquely in the state of California. A lot of them operate across state line. And in order to be able to basically get this regulation to prevail and basically to start enforcing this regulation, even for train that go to California, but also through other states, the California regulators, they need an EPA waiver. And so it's that waiver would help, is needed to fully implement the California regulation. And effectively what it would do, right, is basically export the California regulation to the entire country. And so This is how I learned about that regulation, is because a lot of scholars and interest groups and of course railroad interest are actually writing to the EPA to tell the EPA, don't do this. It's going to be a disaster. First, in my opinion, it's a violation of, federalism. If federalism is already struggling, but when a state like California can start imposing with the help of the federal regulator or the help of an agency, its regulation on the rest of the country, what does it say about federalism?
I think this has happened before with the diesel engine. California banned it and went national ban EPA. However, I want to stay with railroads. So again, the formula is this. By such and such a date, 2035, CARB says you must replace a diesel engine that works with something that doesn't exist, and you have to pay for it between now and 2035. At the same time, the EPA will say, California, you get a waiver, and therefore your rules are everyone's rules. So all railroads will go out of existence at 2035. Are they really talking about it that way? Engines are retired. All freight trains no longer have an engine.
I think what would happen, right, is like actually I believe in the power of innovation, is like if the EPA gives the waiver, right, I think it was force the hands of those who are working on these zero emission engine or locomotives to really start putting out things. And you could say, well, after all, is this a bad thing? Yeah, it is a bad thing because the cost is astronomical. If it made any economic sense, the railroads would already be doing this, right? And unfortunately, what it means is like, some big ones are going to be able to actually do this and afford the transition, at a real cost to other form of innovations that are probably more useful or employees, higher wages. But some smaller companies won't be able to afford it and they will go out of business.
One more twist. The battery that doesn't exist catches fire. A lot. It overheats and sort of sets a fire on. So it's not only not existing, it's not safe if it existed.
Well, it's more that the one that they have right now is not ready for prime time, right? And so it's going to have to be tested over many, many, many years to guarantee their safety. And that's actually another problem of forcing the hand of everyone, is that it's going to be forcing to use technology that is just not ready to go. And there's going to be safety issues.
In the meantime, starting in 2026, not just California railroads, but all railroads must deposit money in California in anticipation of the day that the battery train exists. Is that correct? By 2026, they start paying.
It's going to be all the railroads that hope to operate in California, I believe.
Finally, your understanding that the Biden administration in the second term, if they're elected, will pursue this?
I don't see any reason why they wouldn't, considering what they've been doing the last 4 years. President Biden has actually ran on trying to be on saying he would be in the middle, right, but he has been everything but in the middle. And he's actually really indulged in a lot of climate hysteria and forced climate innovation through the government, which is the worst form of innovation. Actually, I think climate change will be solved by the private sector and by innovation, but this is not the way to do it.
Veronique DeRussier of the Mercatus Center. I'm John Bell.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it sippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.